Okay, Daf Kuf Tes. The paragraph that starts with the Arbas Hasugim Alolu. Shar Avodas Alokim, Perek Shishi, page Kuf Tes, the print that we're using. With the Arbas Hasugim Alolu. In ratio, in other words, according to the four categories that we spoke about, that a person has to give thanks to Hashem that he exists as a person, that he, number two, that he exists as a Jew, number three is within the Jewish people themselves, is Kahuna, Leviya, Melucha, and the like, and the Sug HaRavi is someone who has leadership qualities, someone who excels in either chassidus or in nevuah perhaps, or has leadership, other leadership qualities that he leads the nation. And then there's always, so those are the four broad categories of people who have special matonas from Hashem. Then of course you add to that, as he says now, as I'll say in a moment, that you have individual kochos. One person has a very good memory. One person doesn't need a lot of sleep. One person is very sharp. One person is very deep. One person is very analytical. One person has a very good koach hasbara. You will have to think of all of these things. If you have a lot of patience, if you have a lot of comprehension, you're able to be masbir things clearly. These are all matonas from Hashem that Hashem grants you, and we're talking about now special matonas that put you a cut above other people. So based on these four general categories, the Chavis Haldoda says, and of course what the individual might have, kochos, chayovim b'nayodim b'avodas Hashem, commensurate with that is your chiyuv in avodas Hashem. You're actually mechuyuv more if you have more. Kol ma shehosev Hashem la'odim tova, chayiv hu aleho avodim. And he's going to give an example from Meiser, where you can give literally tons and tons of tvua, but if you haven't given commensurate with what Hashem has granted you, then your tvua is tevel, and you get an aveira for not giving proper tvumus of Meiser, and if you eat it, it's tevel, and you just haven't done enough, if you haven't kept up with what Hashem has granted you. Minarayas al-Kaksa, he says, a very blatant manifestation of this principle is Shahmaisras Khoiva Layavulim. A person has to give a tenth of his tvua, or truma is 2%, let's say, an average of 2%, and then Maiser is 10%, and we have Maiser Ksofim that people are, it's very, very preferable and advisable, if not a chiyuv, to give Meiser from a salary for money. So the Omro Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha. The Pesuk says, "Give it them." Mishaitiv lo Hashem b'meyakor min atvua. If Hashem gives you 100 bushels, let's say a kor is a very large amount. Actually, we'll call it a bushel, but no connection. Chayiv nehem asorah kurim l'Hashem. So you have to give 10. Hashem wants you to give away 10 of them to His servants. Umishayitiv lo Hashem ba'asora korim. And if Hashem gave you only 10, chayiv mehem l'Hashem kor echad. So you can have a situation. V'im hifrish harisho, the first person with 100 korim. If hifrish harisho l'Hashem tisha korim v'chetzi, 9.5 korim. And the other guy who had 10, v'hifrish hasheni l'Hashem kor echad sholay. So yiyeh harishon chayiv onesh v'hasheni zakai l'gmul. So one person is giving one kor maestrumus or maestrus, and he's a great guy and he gets 5 stars and a check, and the other guy is, it's the guy that's giving one kor, and the other guy can give 9.5 kurim, and he is punished for what he did. So here is a very blatant example. And you have to extrapolate this to everything in life. What? He didn't do enough, and he's punished. He didn't fulfill his chiyuv. He totally didn't fulfill his chiyuv. Doesn't get partial credit. He didn't fulfill his chiyuv at all. And you have to extrapolate this. So here it works out with numbers. But the Chavir Albavis is using it as an example, as a principle. And that means that one person learns X hours a day, and the other person learns even more a day. But it is very it is possible. It is certainly possible that the second person will be punished for what he's doing. If he's not performing up to what he's supposed to be doing, based on what Hashem has given him. So you have this principle that's extrapolated all over. Now he says, he gives other examples, and the examples really bring out more fully how deep this idea goes. The kachu hadavar, b'mi shelo chananu Hashem ben. Let's say Hashem doesn't grant someone a son, either he doesn't have a son, he has daughters, or he doesn't have children at all. Potter hu mechovos milasa, so he doesn't have an obligation to be malim. Belimudo Torah Hashem, where he doesn't have to teach his son Torah, he doesn't have that obligation. Now, this is an amazing thought. What is he saying? He's pointing to a fellow who has no son and doesn't have to be malim, and he's pointing to the person who has a son who has to be malim. Now, if we would think about these two people, I don't think we would consider the Chayvus Halvavus' principle at all. We would say that everybody has a chiyuv to be mal their son, and this guy granted doesn't have a son, so he doesn't have the hechitinta to do the mitzvah. We wouldn't see any great principles here, but the Chayvus Halvavus sees it as an example of the principle. That means he's looking at it that the person without a son is not, because it doesn't have the obligation of a payback, so to speak. The whole point of the Chavit HaVavis is that Avodas Hashem should be based on Akaras HaTov, on wanting to do something for Hashem. I'll do what I can because of all the good he bestows upon us. So the person without a son, it's interesting. Again, intuitively, I'm sure, if we would ever think about it, we would say the guy without a son, you know, what should he do, you know? Like, you know, he doesn't have a son, and the guy with a son has the chiyuv. You know, when it's Pesach, you eat matzah. When it's not Pesach, you don't eat matzah. Right? That's how we would think of it. But Galvavus is really saying not like that, or else it has no shot for him to bring down this as an example. That means the Galvavus is looking at these two people this way. The person with a son has to respond to the tova that Hashem has bestowed upon him by granting him a son, by being malhim, and the person without a son has not been granted that tova from Hashem. So he, in other words, in Lomdus you would say it's not grada, it's not by happenstance. He doesn't have a son, he doesn't have to do it immediately. The Chavit HaLvavus is looking at him that the person who was not granted a son doesn't have that tova from Hashem, so he has no chiyuv to repay. He doesn't have an avoda to do mitoch hakaras hatov, and the same with teaching your son Torah. So it's a fascinating way of looking at it. No, it's not Pesach. You don't have to be matzah. It's true, but to say that the person, I mean, it's just an amazing way of looking at it. You have to, you know, if you learn Chayvus HaLvavus quickly, so you don't realize it, but it's a pellet. Let me show you a pellet this example. Again, he's saying that the guy with a son has that tova from Hashem. So Hashem sort of wants him to respond to that tova by being Malva's son. And the person without a son, so he didn't get that tova. So he intrinsically is not, there's no corresponding tova to do. So he doesn't have a chiyuv. Okay. Yeah.
Then you a tova. I mean, it has to be within the hakdaras of the Torah to express your hakdaras of
the Torah. Yeah. But that's maybe there's a lot of things in the Torah that we don't realize fall into this category. Now, if we would look at the mitzvahs milah, So we would say, a guy would, everybody's mechuyev bimal their son. One guy has one, one guy doesn't have one. So the Chavis Halvavos is introducing an insight that, you know something? It's more intrinsic than that. It's deeper than that. The guy with the son has more of an obligation to do something. It's not just he has a son, so there's something what to do the mitzvah with. The tova that he has from the Ribono Shel Olam is indeed more mechayev him. It obligates him more. So he has a son, he intrinsically has more of an obligation now. That's what he's saying. Now, if you want to extrapolate, look at the next example he says. It is an amazing example. He says, V'chachmi shehoya bo chigrus, someone who's lame, nifter mechayva sali alaregel. So again, you'd say, well, everybody's mechayva to be alaregel. And the chiger is potter. That's all you learn out from Shalosh Regalim, Shalosh Pa'amim, whatever. So the Chavis Halvavos is saying no. That this is, listen what the Torah is doing here. It's saying, it's an amazing way of looking at it. I'm telling you, you wouldn't do it in 100 years, you wouldn't look at it this way. You would even say it's wrong. The Chavis Halvavos is saying that's the way you have to look at it. You should look at it that way. The guy who's able to walk has more chiyuvim than the guy that's not able to walk. Hashem didn't just... What? Hashem gave you a son.
The part of the chiyuvim is because you have a leg.
Yeah, no, wrong. But the Rebbe is saying that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And if it's by me, I can have to survive. Because why do you have to be your son? Why not somebody else's son? What? So, but by Regel,
the Chavis Halvavos is introducing to us the idea that when certain people are putter from certain mitzvahs, I'm saying I wouldn't apply it to when it's not Pesach eating matzah. Unless you could, maybe you could apply it across the board. And saying when it's not Pesach, we have no obligation to feel Yitzias Mitzrayim to the extent that we should recreate it by eating matzah. Hashem, and the night of Pesach exists in such an intensity, that feeling that we're supposed to relive Yitzias Mitzrayim, this could apply across the board. The Chavis Halvavos is introducing us to the idea that you should look at Peturim and Chiyuvim in the Torah as being calibrated according to the Tova Hashem bestows upon you. So when you see something like a Chiger is Potter Me'aliyah L'Regel, your mind should say, you know something? A guy that's able to walk and doesn't limp has more of an obligation and a more chiyuvim than a guy that doesn't walk. And now you start thinking about other mitzvahs in the Torah. And you say, maybe I should put on tefillin because I have a hand. And a guy without a hand doesn't have to put on tefillin, and it's not just by happenstance he has no hands what he's supposed to do. Chavis Halvavos is training us to think the guy with a hand is thanking Hashem for his hand when he puts on tefillin. This is like an amazing Pesach in everything we do. Maybe you're supposed to put on, maybe when you put a mezuzah on a house, because of this line, these two lines of the Chavis Halvavos, he's introducing a whole new way of thinking. When you put on mezuzah on a house, you're thanking Hashem that you have a house. If you don't have a house, you don't have a chiyuv mezuzah. So you're thanking Hashem that you have a house when you put on a mezuzah. V'chein v'cheina. You're thanking Hashem. So if I would say, when you put on tefillin, you're thanking Hashem that you have a hand.
And a head.
And a head. When you put on tefillin, shalosh. So you say, what? Yeah. Chavis Halvavos says, when the lame person is put the aliyah l'regel, and the person who can walk is mechuyev and aliyah l'regel. Chavis Halvavos is befeirish. The guy that can walk is expressing his thanks to Hashem that he can walk by this fulfilling this obligation that Hashem put on him of aliyah l'regel. And the guy that can't walk has no such obligation because he limps. It's amazing. You can apply this everywhere. Tzitzis, tefillin. Everything you do now should be seen as an expression of thanks to Hashem that you're indeed mechuyev in the mitzvah.
Wait,
let me just say it. I said flippantly before, and I'm chayzer. I said it wouldn't apply to something like Pesach and Matzah. I'm saying, no, maybe I'm right. Maybe what I said now is correct. That on Pesach night, we intensely feel the Agoras HaTov for Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we're told to recreate it by eating matzah. And this is more mustaber to me, because you see, you have a chiyuv of Hasgoras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. So you do have some degree of Agoras HaTov for Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. So Pesach night, it's there with more intensity, and that intensity demands a recreation, and the recreation is involved in eating matzah. So it's not just, oh, Pesach, gotta eat matzah tonight? That's absurd. It's not Pesach. It's not absurd. It's just that tonight there's no intensity and degree of Akaras HaTofi Yetzias Mitzrayim that would be Mechayev Achilos Matzah.
What did you feel about that? Like, if you had a girl, and you were very thankful that you had a girl, so why, according to this, it would seem you should be Maurer.
Well, good luck. I'm not sure what you're asking. It's not for, you know, you want to know why. You're asking a specific question. In his example of Mila, he seems to be expressing a value that having a boy is better than having a girl. Well, I don't want to disappoint you, but looking in Hilchas Brachas, you see the same value expressed. And you want to know why. I could explain to you, I don't want to get into a whole sociological explanation, a girl will grow up and get married and be lost to that family and will really be joining a different family. So a girl was always seen in the Gemara. The lack of happiness when you have a girl is the pshat, a girl was seen as dead weight. No, I'm serious. So she was going to get married and she doesn't really belong here. She's going to find her husband and get married and go on to a different shevet, go on to a different family, right? That's why marrying someone from a different shevet was such a big deal. So that was it. And a boy is continuing the line of this family, of this family. So a boy was seen as a great thing. It was never like, you know, don't compare it to the Chinese. You know what they did to their girls? They would kill girls. They didn't want girls, they would just kill them. We just make it, you know, we don't make the bracha you'd like us to make. It's true. Now, that way, when you don't have, when Yerusha is not so heavy, over the, this is really getting off the subject, over the hundreds of years of the Golos, when Chazal made certain takonas that a girl should be Yoresh also, over the years, and now there's even takonas, I mean, down to the present day, where when they made the state of Israel, so the Rabbanut made certain takonas about a girl's Yerusha, whether you have to listen to it or not is not poshut, but certainly in Europe, there were major takonas made to ensure that a girl would have a Yerusha also, and even in Tazal, were very worried about her dowry, that she should have a share in the father's wealth. So you could say that lightened up. But the pshat, in where you see that a girl was bad news, is that's the pshat. It has a pshat. It's not some chauvinism. The pshat is she was lost to the family. She didn't belong here. She went to a different family. Okay, anyway.
My question was,
I answered you more than you asked.
My question was that it seems that it should correlate to how you're feeling. The mitzvah, you're enthralled.
Listen, the Torah gives us certain objectives, values. If a person, Lamashal, nowhere in the Torah does it say an objective avodas Elohim that's brought about by, you know, think of something.
By winning,
well, you don't know, because then you have to give Meister from that money. So giving Meister from that money. So there's certain objective values in the Torah, and then Chavis Avodas more than anyone else would say, Tein Lechacham V'yech Kamod. Use the Torah to learn what the values should be and extrapolate it to your own life. But the amazing, amazing chiddush of these two lines is that we should look at chiyuvim and peturim of mitzvahs that as functions of the way, functions of the degree to which you have to express your Hakaras HaTov to Hashem.
I would almost say maybe, as far as that
Prabhu wanted, a person that has a boy, Prabhu wanted him to have that feeling. He needed the person to give to have that experience.
Maybe that's even more. That's you could even go. You could extend it further and say maybe that's the whole reason he was granted this tova, in order for him to have the Messiah or the opportunity to do that. Okay, let's go weiter. Yalderech zu umisha hayachole harei upotor mimitzu satora sheni yachole kaima. Again, mamish amazing. You would say a chayla. First of all, what is he talking about? Probably he's talking about a chayla that's an honest, and he can't do the mitzvahs. An honest rachmona patre. Or maybe he's talking about a sukkah, where a chayla is potter from sukkah just on the basis of his being mitzvah, without his being an oinus. Okay, but again, so you'd say, well, the chayla's an oinus. He's saying, no. The chayla doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He's sick. The healthy guy's doing mitzvahs. Rabosai, when you do mitzvahs, you are thanking Hashem that you're healthy and that you can do mitzvahs. Moiridim. That's how he says. The sick person is potter for mitzvahs at Torah. This is all, it's an amazing outlook and really should wake you up to having that outlook. When you, anytime you do a mitzvah, you're thanking Hashem for giving you the opportunity to do it. The Alderech Zu, and following along this line of thought, Yesh Lodim B'mishigichdu Hashem B'tova Nosefes. Anytime Hashem, if you look around and you feel lucky more than your friends, you see something that, hey, you know, I have this, whatever it is, whether it's less tzaris, or whether it's a quicker head, whether it's the place of the ability to persevere. Any tova that Hashem grants you is a machayev, demands that you do more for Hashem. You have a good voice, you have to serve Hashem with the voice, that's your payback. You have a loud voice, you serve Hashem with the loud voice, as some of us do. Al derech zu yesh lodom b'mishichto Hashem b'tova nosefes shuchayev aleihem mishmaas va'avoda toda. So again, this is all based on the whole famous Halvodas' perspective that our avodas Hashem should stem from a feeling of hakaras hatov. So it follows naturally, really, that the more tova, maybe not naturally, but it follows logically, rationally, logically, that the more tova, the more you mechuyev. And the Meiser example is like the quintessential example of that. Now he says, Ulafikach, Hayu Achasidim Harishonim Yireim. Therefore the early Chasidim were nervous, Kasher Bo'olam Tova Mitovos Hashem Bo'olam Azeh. When Hashem would bestow upon them fortune, it would make them scared. They would be scared for two different reasons. L'chayra, the second reason he's going to say has nothing to do with what we're learning about. He brings it in Agavurcha. His point here is really the first reason. Mishnei Ponim for two reasons. Ha'echad is because this places upon them a tremendous burden. A person becomes rich, he has to be scared that now he's not going to give tzedakah the way he's supposed to. Well, not just tzedakah, that's just an obvious link. So Chavis Alvodas is not only talking about the obvious links. He's talking about stop. Your Avodas Hashem, there's more demanded of you if you have more to be thankful for. And therefore, if Hashem, if fortune smiles upon you, earning parnasa, your kids have not been thrown out of school yet, you're not fighting with your wife yet, you're understanding the Gemara that you're learning, so you have to be afraid. That's what he says. The Chasidim HaRishonim, he doesn't say you have to be afraid. He says the Chasidim HaRishonim, this created in them a feeling of fear that perhaps they're not living up to their obligations that they are now obligated to do. Unfortunately, yeah. It was tongue in cheek, but I want to tell you something. It wasn't so tongue in cheek. Here's someone else what tongue in cheek means. I wish it was a joke, but it's not a joke. The first reason is they were afraid they weren't fulfilling their obligation Ba'atoda ba'avura. V'tia az l'roetz lohem. It's going to mess them up. Roetz is a mitchol. Bad news. L'olam haba. So they're just, you know, you win the lottery. So you're very happy. You're very lucky. And then you find that in olam haba that this is a problem. It created obligations that you did not fulfill. And now the Chavetz Chaim this has a very novel pshat in a pasuk that Rashi says, "Grab, they're not like that pshat in the pasuk."
Isn't that the dafka that creates an obligation in that specific area which you were more?
That's why I started saying yes, and then I said lav dafka, lav dafka. Even though all of his examples is yes.
Lav dafka, just by mind that now you have to hold yourself to a higher level.
I think. From the way the Chavetz Chaim Lvovitz describes it in the whole Sha'ar, where this is the theme of this whole Sha'ar, it's most appropriate that you do link it. That you use the gift Hashem gave you, like I said before, about a good voice. So you use that in Hashem's service. And that's like, so that's an automatic link, how you're thanking Hashem for giving you a good voice. But I don't, so the Mashmos was always that that's the most appropriate way to do it. Although it's not necessarily the only way that you must do it. But Grada, the Marshall, in his examples of Meiser, that's obvious. In his example of the son, right? His examples are a link. But, so he learns like that, Pshat Yaakov Avinu. Not like Rashi. Yaakov Avinu said, Katonti mikola chasodim mikola emes asher asisa zadecha. So Rashi learns that my schuyos were deducted. You deducted from my schuyos because you gave me schar, right? That's how Rashi learns there. I got checked off. I used up my schuyos. Chavetz Chaim Lvovitz is learning. Katonti mikol hachasodim mikol emes asher asisa zadecha. I am not living up to my obligations. Katonti. I am acting in a minimally. I'm too small. I'm not doing bigger things. I'm acting only in small ways, and I'm not paying back Hashem for kol hakasodim when we call her emes. That's how he's learning that cost. What?
Break the
Rashi,
the man is strong. I got smaller from these things.
Yeah.
Break the Rashi, the man is comparing. I was small compared to.
I'm understanding he's learning the Pasuk Katonti. I am acting smaller than I should. I'm acting small. Yes, it's a different shot in the Pasuk. He Grada says, what? I don't know what Yaakov Avinu was doing, but Yaakov Avinu was expressing a certain fear. So he's explaining the bus of what Yaakov Avinu was saying. Whether or not it was true or not is not for us to judge.
No. We actually assume that Yaakov
Avinu
was dead.
He
reaches
his death. Okay. Yaakov was expressing a fear. It's not for us to judge if the fear was justified or not. It's a different pshat in the pasuk. Rashi learns, Katonti, I was made smaller by your chasodim and your emes. Which the Chavetz Chaim Lvovitz is about to say that idea in another line. But he's not learning like that pshat in this pasuk. Rashi learns, I was made smaller by your chasodim and your tovos. The Chavetz Chaim Lvovitz is learning, I am acting smaller than I should due to the chasodim and tovos that you have done for me. That's all different pshat in the pasuk. And the other reason, so you know, you go over to a Hasidim Rishonim and you say you just won the lottery, so he starts shaking. He says, he makes a Dayan Emes. He's scared now. Oh no, what do I do now? Now I'm in trouble. Now I have greater obligations to Hashem. And what? I know. The Rebbe says Chassidim Rishonim, when good things happen to them, they got scared for two reasons. The first is, are they going to be able to meet their new obligations that have now been maximized because of this new tova? And the second thing is, grounded the way Rashi learns in that pasuk also, mechashash, that Hashem, if you have too easy a life, so you have to be afraid that you're not such a good person, and Hashem's paying you back in Olam Hazeh, and then he's gonna, you know, that as the Torah describes what Hashem does for Rishon. So on the little good that they did, so they're getting their payback in Olam Hazeh. Okay, so we don't have to go into that second reason. The main thing he wants to bring out is the first reason. The Yesh B'Zeh Dailoch, and now I've explained to you this concept that the luckier you feel good things have happened to you, the more obligatory, the more obligations are now placed upon you. And also, I remember the Chiddush that we learned about, that even seemingly normal things, but if you see Peturim in the Torah in different cases, think of those Peturim as, oh, that person doesn't have to give a Torah Santo, and that person does. Okay.